Oh, God, this view. Could we be any luckier?
Not a chance.
The warm breeze wafts over my face as I look down on a sparkling turquoise sea. I nuzzle in a little closer to my husband. The sun is setting, drenching us in a golden glow.
I'm gonna get a drink inside. Do you want anything?
I'm good, babe. Thanks. I gesture with my sparkling cocktail, the first of the evening, then take a sip. Everything from the gorgeous sea to the swim-up bar to the world-class spa was intended to be relaxing. Including its clientele.
Look, honey, I come bearing gifts.
For me?
Just for you, actually.
Come sit, you two. How are you liking your room?
Gorgeous. Seriously, so glad you guys suggested this place.
Seriously, you guys are the best.
We were honestly surprised when you guys were interested in the resort.
Babe.
I didn't mean it like that.
Sure.
Seriously, I just meant that it's not for everyone.
Truer words have never been spoken. Swinging isn't for everyone. When my husband and I started experimenting, we never expected to like it as much as we did. But lo and behold, we loved it. Of course, there have been some hiccups, things to get used to, big feelings to talk about, but it's brought us so much closer together, actually. So when our friends said they were curious about it, we invited them here, just to show them the ropes a bit. I mean, it's not like we'll do anything together. It's my husband's best friend, and honestly, I've gotten pretty close with his wife. The last thing I would ever want to do is make it weird between the four of us. And who knows? Maybe you guys get to the end of this trip and find out it's not for you.
It's funny. When we first got here, I felt sort of...
overwhelmed?
A little. But when we went down to the pool, everyone was so welcoming.
I'll bet they were.
What do you mean?
Oh, come on. You're gorgeous.
If you say so. But seriously, everyone's so open.
People are very open to experimentation here.
And boundaries, too.
Definitely.
I wonder what our boundaries would be, Bib.
Depends. I think I'm pretty open to it all.
She nuzzles closer to her husband on the other couch.
How about you, babe? Any new boundaries?
My husband lovingly brushes a bit of hair off of my shoulder. I stretch my legs along his lap and his touch moves there, feeling up and down my shins. None that I can think of. God, babe, do you remember our first time?
Mm-hmm. We were so nervous. Such babies. We didn't go here, but we went somewhere pretty similar.
I mean, I'm definitely a little intimidated.
After the first hookup, it was like, I don't know, like we just let go. Nerves were totally gone after that.
You guys should get out there tomorrow. Scope out some hot couples.
I'm looking at them.
I can't help but notice the way our friend's eyes drift between my husband and me. Something about their gaze feels different, almost charged. And I feel a little pang of desire between my legs. My husband must be feeling the same because he pulls me completely onto his lap.
Oh, babe.
I'm sorry, I had to. You looked so cold over there.
And then he kisses me, his mouth covering mine. It's a surprisingly hot kiss. One that has me melting into him as he feels up my ass.
Ooh, God, you guys are hot.
Finally, we break apart. Sorry. Got carried away, I guess.
Believe me, don't apologize. I'm getting a lot of ideas.
I see something in his eyes that tells me he's only half joking. In that case, I straddle him again, keeping one eye on our friend as I start to grind on him. His eyes are dark, wide, It's not my usual thing, but I think I might like being watched by them.
In fact,
I watch my friend match my position, straddling her husband. She's giggling at how over the top it all is.
Damn, babe.
And I have to say, for how much we're all joking around, I'm actually starting to get really fucking turned on.
Who says we have to wait till tomorrow? Maybe we should get our feet wet right now.
There's a subtle shift in the air. I look over at our friends. She has this glint in her eye, and he's looking serious, interested. Meanwhile, my husband's hand travels down my back, feeling against the exposed skin out of my tank top. A light touch, but one that sends shivers down my spine.
I mean, while we're here.
I turn to my husband. What do you think, babe? Should we give them a little tour?
I think it's a great idea. After all, it's best not to explain things. Better to show.
And with that, I kiss my husband. His tongue caresses mine. I'm caught up in the heat of his body. Instinctively, I move, his erection growing against me.
God, get a room.
My husband kisses down my neck.
Did you want us to stop?
Definitely not.
With that, I start to unbutton his shirt. He shrugs it off, and I'm met with my husband's hard, well-muscled skin. I feel it on my hands, moving down to his belt line.
Oh, fuck.
It's the moment of no return. If I do this, we cross the line entirely. I check over my shoulder at our friends. They're already all over one another, making out. Oh, we are so on.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.